Come on to my house, in my house, I'm gonna give you candy. Come on to my house, in my house, I'm gonna give you apple, plum, and apricot, do I?
Welcome to Food for Thought. Join us for a thought-provoking glimpse into the world of the food that we savor. Meet the women and men who are growing it, foraging for it, raising it, cooking it, and who share it with the rest of us. Today's guests are Isaiah Webb, the full-time farmer at Mad River Community Hospital, and Todd Hustis, who's the manager for food and nutrition out at Mad River Community Hospital. We're talking about the farm out there and how the farm is working with the cafeteria and bringing in fresh produce, lots of fruits and vegetables into the kitchen. I'd like to talk a little bit more about storage for the food that's out there. Todd?
We had talked about how we were storing our winter squash in our last session, storing it in a cargo container and also in the greenhouse. We've a number of other products that we've taken and produced, actually made a finished product, a chili verde or pestos, things like that, and we're able to put into our freezer and then freeze. And still at this point, we're serving pestos and we're serving chili verde, things like that. So it's, you know, using that freezer space has worked out really well for us as well.
Now, what percentage of the food that is served in the cafeteria is coming from the farm?
It depends on the season. I'd say at our minimum, we're doing 20% of our produce, February, March, something like that. Our peak season, I would say early July through probably November, we're up around 80% of our produce.
That's fantastic.
There's just certain things that we can't grow here that we're purchasing, but for the most part.
You know, one of the things I think that is interesting to think about is how do you get an administration behind this idea?
You know, oddly enough, I had absolutely nothing to do with the start of this. We had a green committee at the hospital that was led by a few nurses. One of them went and made a presentation to our CEO, you know, all these different green projects we should do. And they said, we should start a farm. We should grow our produce out back and use it in the cafe. So what I get is I get a phone call from Paula Brockington, who was the nurse who made the presentation. Todd, he said, yes, how do I do this? From there, I made a phone call to Melanie Patrick, who was very involved in the Humboldt County,
Community Alliance of Family Farmers.
Yeah, thank you. And she had a business plan from a couple of farmers on my desk within 3 days.
Wow.
At this point, this is all moving way too quickly. From there, it progressed and, you know, the vision continued to develop at that point. Initially, it was these farmers would come in and work on our land. We would pay them a certain amount. What I came to that I really wanted to do was to be able to give one of our local farmers or a couple of our local farmers, hopefully in the future, a full-time benefited job.
Uh-huh.
Where they have the paid time off, where they have those medical benefits, where they have a guaranteed paycheck. And that's where we're at today with that part of it. So at that point, it was trying to figure out how to get the infrastructure in place. And we had the CCC came out and helped us put up the fence. We had a couple of volunteer days where people would come out and we would coal the fields. We had local guy who does tractor work. He came out and tilled the field up for us. And what we found is that the cost of the infrastructure has been above what we would have been paying for our produce. But our monthly expenditures are actually slightly less than what it would be to purchase this produce.
Wow.
So our most expensive item is the farmer over here, but we love him. So
It's a good investment.
Yes.
One of the things that I think a lot of institutions might be hearing this story, but thinking one of the obstacles that some of the companies, the corporations that sell things to institutions, they kind of make people lock into a big contract and it doesn't allow for that sort of flexibility to say, oh, this month we've got 20% of our produce coming in from our farm. This month we have 80%. They can't be that flexible. How have you kind of worked with that?
So what the contract says is that of what I'm buying, that Sysco carries, and that's who we have to work with through a group purchasing organization that the hospital signs with, that we have to purchase 80% of our product from them. I'm not buying this produce. What we do is that we work with other local companies, like work with Redwood Meats. The meat I get from them, I can't get from Sysco. Yeah, I work with Humboldt Grass-Fed Meat. There is no grass-fed meat coming from Sysco. So it's kind of little loopholes in that I have to purchase what they have to offer. If they don't have that to offer, then I don't have to purchase it from them. I can purchase it somewhere else. And that doesn't play into even that 20%. So I can buy 20% of the items that they sell from someone else, and I'm still within my contract agreement. If they don't offer it, then it doesn't apply towards that. If we're growing it, doesn't apply towards that.
Okay, so this is something other people listening who might be involved with an institution are wondering how that you might be able to get around some of these things. You guys have discovered some really interesting and creative ways to do that. Now, I'm wondering too, what is the reaction of people when they're served this food and they're seeing that they really have real vegetables on their plate and it's not something that seems like it was highly processed? processed?
Well, I think both Isaiah and I are seeing this response from people. Well, they're loving the food, first of all. Mm-hmm. And I've had comments, you know, this is one of the only places that I come and I eat my vegetables before I eat my meat. And the person who said that to me was sitting there eating a raw kale salad, which I never thought I would get away serving on a mass scale like this. But what I've really noticed is the pride that our staff takes in the hospital because we have this garden out back.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, they tell people they're excited about it. We'll see them in the cafe and there'll be some customers there, visitors there. And uh-huh. visitors are looking at their food and they're curious about it because this is, you know, may not quite be what I would get most places.
Uh-huh.
And then all of a sudden I'll see one of the staff members of the hospital walk over and tell them, well, this was grown out in the back of the hospital. We have a farm or garden, depending on how they want to say it. You know, if you want to, go ahead and take a look at it. And it's amazing the positive response that we get. We have recently changed our patient menus, are continually getting positive feedback from the patients. They like to leave little notes to the cooks on the back of their menus, and cooks come up and show them to me. Look what they wrote about.
It's really neat.
Yeah,
that's really neat that they're really noticing and that they're really appreciating it, and that your staff also is very proud of the changes that you've made in the cafeteria. What sorts of things have you heard, Isaiah?
Similar to what Todd was saying, I hear positive feedback almost every single day. Somebody coming up and making a comment about, oh, thank you for the beets that were in today's meal. They were delicious. Again, echoing what he said, is this the sense of ownership and the sense of pride that people have that this is our farm and, mm-hmm. you know, this is coming from us. You know, I think our employees would have, if the hospital had gone with the decision to just buy local food from a farm, you know, the food would have been better and people would have enjoyed it. But the sense of pride that's above and beyond the fact that it's actually our hospital, people get really excited about that. And I'm glad I can play my part in that. And also thanks to the kitchen staff that does a wonderful job of making it taste good. And it's just a really great model that hopefully will expand in the future.
And I think what's really neat too is that extra layer of it being a healthcare providing institution that's made the step to do this. It's kind of like investing in prevention, where you're feeding people food that is going to mm-hmm. prevent them from having health issues. That's kind of an interesting way of doing things, and also part of a national trend, as I understand.
It's becoming more and more of a national trend to work with local farms in food service related publications that come through. I continually read about how such and such hospital is working with this farm and going out and talking to farmers. And there's not so much of actually having your own produce grown on your own land. I really hope to see this continue. I hope other institutions take it on. And I have been contacted by a few who have interest in it. I'm looking forward to seeing this take off.
That's what I'm thinking, is you really are a model project in many ways. I'm thinking other people probably will be contacting you to ask you, how did you do it? How did you get around the Sysco contracts, things like that?
Initially, it felt like a huge gamble. And I sat and talked with our CEO, Doug. Both of us felt that way. You know, we just threw it out there and let's just do this. And all the hard work that went into it, you know, really made it. But that was the scary part, was the gamble that was going into it. And we're going to drop, you know, all this money into setting up this infrastructure. Uh-huh. Is this going to work? Is it going to yield what we really need it to yield?
And so, it's been a successful experiment.
Huge success.
Great.
In multiple ways.
You offer hospital employees the opportunity to work in the garden, in the farm, if they want to do that. I'm just thinking that could be a great stress reduction therapy there, as well as perhaps getting a little extra produce themselves to take home.
That was one of my goals coming to the farm. Like I said, it was my first season managing a farm. So last year, a lot of my focus went to making sure that I did a good job growing the crops. And now in my second season, I really want to focus more on continuing to do a good job providing vegetables, maybe increasing the variety, but really focus on getting more people, more of our hospital community involved with the farm. Because of the feedback I've already received about the pride, the sense of ownership, I try to take that, and when I get comments and then say, well, do you want to come volunteer? Do you want to see the farm on a regular basis? Do you want to become more a part of producing the food that we're serving in the cafeteria? That is the big benefit, is that it is on site and people have the opportunity to be more involved.
I think it's one of those things, when you do something that's the right thing, then there are all these side benefits you don't think about ahead of time. But I'm thinking about, if you're a patient at the hospital and you have this opportunity, you can go out and walk through the farm, and what therapy that is just by itself. But do you see a lot of patients wandering around through the farm?
Mostly I've seen women who are in labor that, you know, they need to get out and go for a walk, and they come out and they enjoy walking through the farm. I haven't seen a lot of other patients, but they would definitely be, you know, welcome to come out.
Family members too, you're out there to visit your families in the hospital, but you can take a little break from the stress of, you know, know, some serious illness or something like that and take a walk in the peaceful and relaxing garden.
Yes, I do see family members from time to time, people coming out. And you can tell, you know, they're stressful, they're worried, and they just, you know, they want to take a break, go for a walk, and they definitely are welcome to walk around the farm.
That's great. Well, this is Jennifer Bell, and I've had a great opportunity talking with Isaiah Webb, the farmer of Mad River Community Hospital, and also with Todd Hustis, the food and nutrition manager.
Come on to my house, I'm gonna give you apple, plum, and every god I do.
If you have any questions or comments about this program, please call the listener comment line at 826-6089. You can hear this broadcast again at the KHSU website under archived programs at khsu.org. This program is also available on iTunes. Food for Thought is produced in the KHSU studios located at Humboldt State University. Our engineer is Jessica Eden, and producer is Jennifer Bell. Join us again next Friday on KHSU for another edition of Food for Thought during the KHSU homepage.